the equipment that's displayed here is only a portion of more than 10 metric tons of bulletproof vests, helmets, shields, and other personal protective gear that the U.S. government is providing today to the National Police and the National Guard. The donation of this equipment demonstrates our strong commitment to support Tunisia's fight against terrorism and our determination to help Tunisia succeed in its transition to democracy. The equipment that we are providing today was requested by Prime Minister Jumma earlier this year, and we're proud to be able to deliver it now. The body armor and the protective gear will help save the lives of Tunisia's security officers and allow them to be even more effective in their effort to dismantle groups that are terrorizing the Tunisian public and seeking to destabilize the democratic transition in the upcoming elections. Together with the training that we are providing, this equipment will give the security forces the tools and the tactics they need to provide security for the Tunisian people. We are already beginning to see the fruits of this cooperation and the recent successes of the security forces. There's additional equipment that was requested by the Prime Minister, which is on order, and we're working to speed up the delivery. I just returned from Washington a few days ago, and I can assure all of you that President Obama, Vice President Biden, and the entire U.S. national security team stand together with Tunisia at this critical time, and we are determined to give you the tools and the assistance you need to defeat terrorism in this country. Since the revolution in January 2011, the United States has allocated over $35 million in assistance to the Ministry of Interior, and we plan to provide at least an additional $14 million this coming year. At last week's Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, President Obama announced that Tunisia would be among six African countries to be part of a new security governance initiative that will help strengthen security oversight and management. Working with Ministers Benjedu and Sfar, we are also pleased to be supporting Prime Minister Jumma's initiative to establish a pôle sécuritaire, or as we say in English, a fusion center, to bring together the different parts of the Ministry of Interior, Defense, and Justice to coordinate their efforts in the fight against terrorism. The United States is also expanding our long-standing cooperation with the Tunisian military. Since January 2011, the U.S. has provided over $100 million in assistance to the Tunisian military, and there's at least $60 million more allocated for the coming year. Our assistance is providing training and equipment in many new areas, including equipment to identify and counter improvised explosive devices, new boats for the Tunisian Navy, joint exercises with the Army's counterterrorism units, and additional means to enhance the military's ability to execute operations at night. Most significantly, the United States will soon make available to the Tunisian Air Force 12 UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters to aid in the fight against terrorism.